Zion Menachemov, Sunday the 7th of August, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, appreciating what we have, the Kosel. This week's showroom has been sponsored by Family Grossman, Le'il Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, Ben Yisachar Dov, Zecher Livracha.
Every Thursday night, some Soif Ben Yeshiva, Rumo Talmidim, Bitsi Tikkun Chatzois. He started with the Talmidim, Achazin Golah, the way he's a tzaddik, and he said Tikkun Chatzois slowly, with a kavona, and with tears, and with emotion. One night, somebody got up, as a chazan, in the yeshiva, some sefer to say Tikkun Chatzois. And he said Tikkun Chatzois, Asher Yeshev Yisrecha, and he just went through the motions, very easy, no emotion, no tears. Some sefer said afterwards, I have a chashash, that this fellow that got up, is a follower of the Shabtai Tzvi. So some sefer, how is it shaykh? For a person to say Tikkun Chatzois without an emotion, without any feeling whatsoever about the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Shaykh. Not Shaykh. As Uduk Sam Seifa. Rishon Orbach Shlita once wrote that Chazal were mesakin for us certain halachas, certain minhogim, that we know that we keep with the 3 weeks, and a little bit more machmir than the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av. As these minhogim, these halachas of Rishon Orbach Shlita, are meant to only within us the sadness, are meant to remind us what we're missing, are meant to remind us of that which we could have. That's what Shmuel Orbach says, and he says how terrible it is and how bad it could be for somebody to go through the motions, to go through the halachas and the minhagim without any emotion whatsoever, without any feeling of what's going on, what he's missing, and he's just doing the halachas, kilu, as everything else. And he says it's so terrible and it's so bad that I'm not even worthy to write how bad it could be. The Yavitz in Siddur, when he talks about Tisha B'Av, he mentions, could be, he says, that the reason for the sorrows that we are having is this Nekuda. It's because we come to the time of the 3 weeks, we come to the time of the 9 days, we come to Tisha B'Av, and we don't feel anything. Because life is good, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He writes, life is good, everything's geschmack, everything's good. Well, we want Mashiach, but we're happy with everything that we have. So the Ayyavit's chat is that the Etzim, this is the reason. Because of this Nekuda, because there's no feeling, there's no Hargosha, that's the reason why we have so many Tzoros, he wants to say. And I think that one of the reasons why this is so hard, why it's so difficult to have this Hargosha, to have this feeling, is because we actually don't know what we're missing. We actually don't know what we could be having. What is the possibility of what might be? During the Medrash tells us, the Novi, that when the celebrations were going on, the Shas of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, there was a Merdeka celebration. And all the youngsters were dancing and they were singing and there was a Merdeka Simcha. And it says over there, the Medrash tells us that the elders of the generation, the older people, they were sad. And they were crying. Why were they crying? Because they remembered the first Beis HaMikdash. And they said, Enoch Hanami, there is a second Beis HaMikdash, but we see how much the second Beis HaMikdash is lacking from that which the first Beis HaMikdash actually had. And therefore, look the Medrash, that their crying actually overpowered the simcha of all the youngsters. And I believe that I was thinking, how is it shaykh to get such a recognition? How is it shaykh to come to this hargosha of what we're actually missing? And I thought that a good way of doing it is in a positive way, not in a negative way. And the positive way would be to understand and to appreciate that which we do have. We have, Baruch Hashem, a Kosel HaMaravi in Yerushalayim or a Kodesh. We have something that we can go to, something we can grab hold of. I want to speak, Be'ez Hashem, a few minutes of a little bit about the history, a little bit about the halachas that are Negeya. And Be'ez Hashem, if we understand it, I remember I once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, people come to me, they ask me different shayles and different zachen, and one miyuchad in the boss of a cholov for some reason. So I asked once Rav Chaim Kanievsky, what does a person do? He's over on certain halachas, what's the best way of overcoming that? So he told me, very posh it. You learn halachas. And the message of Chofetz Chaim also, if a person learns the halachas of that which wherever he's nichshal in, so the Eitz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives him siyata d'shmaya. So I thought if we learn some of the halachas, the Gabi de Kreisel, some of these halachas which I saw from going there over the years, seem to be forgotten about, people are mazalzul shtikl. So maybe if we speak about these halachas, it could give a person appreciation of the gallus of the Kreisel and the gallus of what we do have, and then maybe when we come to Tisha B'Av, we'll actually see what we do have and what could be, and what could be even better than that. I want to speak to Ezer Hashem about this Indian. First, a little bit about the history. Right? The Kreisel, if you have a look, has about 45 rows. There are 45 rows from the top all the way down to the bottom. You see sometimes there's a glass floor on one section when you go inside, especially. You can see all the way down. There's about 45 rows. 20 of them are only revealed on the top. The rest of them are underneath. Now, the different rows that we have of the Kreisel are actually built at different times of history in the Chalitz Chol. And it goes like this. The bottom six rows were built by David HaMelech. The Shas of the first place, Amigdosh David HaMelech, built the first six rows. The next 18 rows are huge stones, and that was actually the time from the second base Amigdosh. The four rows above that are even bigger than that, they're much smoother, around 700 years ago. And then the 17 rows, the Yeshua 14, above that are actually built by Sir Moses Montefiore from England, around 150 years ago. Now, the sizes of the stones are unbelievable. Some of the stones are be'erach 3.5 feet high and between 3.5 to 13 feet long. At the southern side of the Kreisel, there are stones that are actually 35 feet long and they weigh approximately 70 tons. And on the northern side of the Kreisel, there are the most humongous stones over there. Some of them are 10 feet tall and one of them is 40 feet tall, with the opening from one side all the way to the other side. And it weighs around 400 tons. And we say, how did it get there? There are no many cranes, no machinery. So the Medrash in Eicha tells us that the Malachim came down and they helped to actually pick up these stones to put them in the market. Back to the Medrash in Eicha tells us, as the same as when he came into it, and he came over here into Shalayim, so he brought with him four dukes. And he gave each duke a job. Your job is to destroy one part of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the job. And they came back, and three of them did their job, and one of them didn't. He said to him, hello, I gave you a job, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you destroy your chelik of the Beis HaMikdash? He told him, I did it for you, I didn't do it for me. He's like this, he wrote the judgment. If I would have destroyed the whole thing, what would have happened? Then everyone would have said, no, that was a kaisel. We don't know what it looked like, we have no idea what it was about, that was a kaisel. Oh, but now I left one chelik of it. I left one part, everyone will say, look at this one chelik. We have one chelek, that was only one bit. Can you imagine what the whole thing was? I did it for you. Now people say, well, Gavala Gazach, you destroyed the whole thing. How do you manage to do that? He said, Afa Pik in the Medrash tells us he wasn't happy. And he told him that you have to jump down from the roof. And if you survive the jump, then you will live. And if not. And the Medrash tells us, goes on to tell us that Bezim, he jumped and he didn't survive. The Mayan Chigaz tells us, we know from many sources that the Ramban lived in Eretz Yisrael. For the Tekufa, the Ramban lived in Eretz Yisrael. Zulma Ram Chigaz, why is it? In all of the writings of the Ramban, we don't find one mention of the Kreisel Maravi. I mean, the Kreisel, it's a basic foundation of Yiddishkeit. You didn't go to the Kreisel. So he tells us a modic explanation. He says, there was a certain person that came to live in Yerushalayim, and he built himself a huge house right by the Kreisel, right by the Machim HaMikdosh. One day, he's looking out the window, and he sees an old 90-year-old woman with a huge bag of rubbish. And she puts it right by the Kreisel. And he comes and says, excuse me, a chutzpah? This is my house. You put a piece of rubbish by my house. You can't do such a thing. He says, you have to understand. It took me 2 days to get here. The Roman elders, and I'm from Rome, told everybody has to come twice a week with their rubbish and deposit it in the Machim of the Kreisel. What's the pshat? Because they realized over there, it's not shaykh to destroy such a wall. This we're going to see, Beis Hashem. Not shaykh to destroy it. So they think, we've got a better etzah. What's the better etzah? We'll go along and we'll cover the whole Kreisel. This is where we'll see it. No one will see it. No, that's the best we can do. So he told everyone to do that. And over the years, that's what they did. And it took a time. And eventually, there was no Kreisel left. They didn't see anything. So what did he decide to do? He got an etzah. He took some gold coins. And he put them in different places of the rubbish. And he sent out the rumors that there's a treasure hidden underneath all of this rubbish over here. And you can imagine hundreds of people were coming along to have a see. And every few minutes, you saw, hey, I found something. And that's how it went, and eventually they uncovered the whole Kreisel. The Ram Chigaz tells us this is the pshat why the Ramban never said anything. Because the Ramban never saw it. The Ramban never saw the Kreisel of Aravi. You should know the smug. The smug also brings down in Sefer. He writes over there, Mutig Aloshin. He says over there, we have Eidos that there is a Kreisel. Somebody came and they actually saw the Kreisel. You know, for us it's easy. We got on the bus, we get in the taxi, 20 minutes down the line. We're right there by the Kreisel, we see everything. Oh, but it never used to be that way. And while it was a legend. There was a Kreisel that we saw, we know someone that actually went to see it. And there was this such a thing. The Gemara tells us, in Tainis Taflamanum and Beis, Kodemus Abel Yerushalayim, Sonich HaBerobis Simchosa. Is the Shechina still at the Kreisel? Is the Shechina still residing at the Kreisel that we have now? We'll see coming Nafkaminas also. The Medrash in Shmoyis Rabbah, it's also Yalkut in Malachim. Brings the Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman says that after the Churban, there's no more Kedusha. That's it. Churban Beis Hamikdash, there is no more Kedusha in such a Mokum. Rabbi's Chaylik, and Rabbi says no. And Echonami, the Binyan is gone, but the Shechinah is still there. And this Beit Zimah Mipaskin Rav Acha tells us, Lo'olam ein Ashkina Zolz Mekoysel Hamaravi. And he brings the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, he says, Le'olamed Acha Koysleinu, and later we need to see from there that the Etzim, the Shechinah still resides in the Mokum of the Mikdash, in the Koysel Hamaravi. The Rambam in Hei Beis HaMechira also discusses a similar shayla. Whether or not there is Shechina by our Kois, and the Rambam paskins about it, there is Shechina. Kiyaka says the same thing also. The Ravid is Choylik. Says the Ravid, no more Shechina anymore. The Mishnah Brura, you'll find many places, one of them being Tovkuf Samach Aleph, and discusses Halachos right after Tisha B'Av. It seems to be that the Mishnah Brura and Shulchan Aruch is going with the Mahalak that it is still Shechina by our Kois. Now, before we get on to what Afimina Desaf has, we have to understand one very important Nakuda. The Kosel. Did anyone ever think the Kosel of what? Which Kosel? Which Kosel are we dealing with over here? Now, although we know there's a few Kosel that could have been, one of them could be Mamash by the Kurdish, 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 this nobody says about it, that's not what we're discussing over here. What it could be is one of two options. It could be the Kosel of the Azara, and it could be the Kosel of the Harabayas. These are the two options. Now, there's a tremendous nafkamina. We're going to see kama halachas that are negated to us every single time we go to the Kosel, and the nafkamina of this Shaila. Is it the Kosel of the Azara? In which case, going closer would already be a Shaila of if the Tommy Mace, how to prepare ourselves? Or is it no? It's the Kosel of the Harabites. And the Kosel of the Rice would mean that there's no Shkina in the Mokum where we stand. And maybe it's no problem even if with Tommy, there's no problem with going in whatsoever. So the Ritvaz, the Futskarov, he tainas that the Kosel that we're looking at is the Kosel of the Azara. So he says, no, so how can somebody go inside? He says, I'm not going inside, you can stand next to it. He says, because it's so high up, like we said, it's so high up that when we're standing, it's keen on the gag, on the roof. The roof was never Kurdish. That's what he wanted to tie it. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, the last tshuva in Chelik Beis in Rechaim, and he says over there, Akasha. The Biskurov, it was Yodua, the Biskurov never went to the Kaisel. So Rav Moshe, why is it the Biskurov never went to the Kaisel? Could be that the Biskurov was Taka Choshish, that the Kaisel that we have is the Kaisel of the Azara. Maybe it's a Kaisel's fine, these are preparations, and a mikveh, and b'choli, b'choli. So if person can't go, so Rav Moshe is the klal godel for Rav Moshe. We find Rav Moshe saying this so many times, that this is a klal, and Rav Moshe pastins is something like this. It's not shy if against Kali Yisrael to be doing something wrong. Over hundreds of years, people went to the Kaisel. Nobody ever heard of anybody going to the mikveh first and checking if they're Tomei, if they're Torah. No such thing. Elamaz Rav Moshe must be that the Kaisel that we're looking at is not the Kaisel of the Azora, and it's actually the Kaisel of the Harabayas. And maybe that's why a person could go there without any preparations whatsoever. We have other Rayas also. I'm not going to go through all the Rayas. We have a Ray from Dovid HaMelech. We know Dovid HaMelech was not allowed, not permitted to actually build the Beis HaMikdash because he was Isaac in Milchama. And maybe he built the Kaisel that we have. And the Chazal tells us that the Rebbeinu Shlom said, I love Dovid HaMelech so much. This Kaisel, this wall that Dovid HaMelech built, I'm going to keep forever. And maybe we know that a Bavi could not have been the Beis HaMikdash, the actual wall of the Azara, it must be the wall of the Harabites. This the Mice is the Maskana of Reba Poskim. It's Eliezer Poskim this way. The Hatzvi is a Tshuva, he wants to tie it also this way, because many Poskim this way. Just the Maskana of Reba Poskim is that the Kosel that we're looking at is not the Kosel of the Azara, it's the Kosel of the Harabites. So the Etzem, we have a Kasha, Me'ika Hadin, I'm allowed to go over the wall. I can go inside the Harabites. Why? All we know is how many Parah Duma we don't eat. We're coming! So we go to a mikvah, like you see over there. For example, you see all the digging up over there, right by the coast, and you see all these mikvahs over there that Amoba used to use. No, so we'll fill them up. We'll go to the mikvah before, and we'll go over. Why is it that we see, you go over there, you see all the signs and all the osters, it's forbidden, that you're not allowed to walk over the bridge, and you're not allowed to go over the coastal. You're not allowed to go into Harabites. What's the pshat? But Etzem, it should be Mutter. If the wall, the coastal that we're looking at, is the coastal of the Harabites, there should be no reason that Etzem ain't going over. So for this, we have to know a few things. Number one is about we have to go to the mikveh, has to buy a chayim, has to proper thing. No, not so difficult. We'll ask each person, you went to the mikveh? Yeah, I went to the mikveh, off you go. Oh, but the Mishnah, Sefer Masechtos Brachos tells us, there's a lot of different tannaim that we need in order to enter their holy place. Look at the Mishnah over there. A few things. Number one, has to be no shoes. No shoes. No, so we say we'll wear sneakers like we wear for Tisha B'Av. No, the Menachas Chinuch is Mechadish to us, it's a din of Kibud HaBayis. That when a person goes with any type of shoe, it's not covered. We may have to go barefoot. No, not such a big deal. We'll set up a booth over there, in the entrance over there. You know, we'll put a few little nishmasses, we'll make some onion on the side. We'll take everybody's shoes inside and say, no, one thing, we'll go in. No problem. No shoes. That's all right. Okay. So the nishmaiter, hold on. Not only that, no wallet. Now, no shoes, I think people will get. Oh, but the wallets, I'm not so sure about. This, I'm not so sure people deposit their wallets. And the Mela Mishnah also tells us it has to be the Tzorich v'chulei. And the Mela, it's not so posh for a person, but a person has to know, Me'ika Hadin. There's no real Issa for a person to go over there. Since we paskin, if you read that poskin, that the Kozel is the Kozel of the Harabai, it's not that Zor. But Mela, there's no Issa for to go in, as long as the person goes with the proper preparations and the proper conditions, like we said. Now, we mentioned there's enough meanings into the Shaila. With this Kozel that we have, as we said, is the Kozel of the Harabai. What's the Nafka meanings to us? Nafkamina number one. Is a person allowed to stick his fingers into the cracks of the kosel? Now, I was looking all over, where's the makor of such a thing? Where is the makor of the kthiplach inside the kosel? The earliest makor that I found, if anyone else found an early makor, please let me know. The earliest makor that I found was the Orchaim HaKadosh. Somebody once came to the Orchaim HaKadosh and asked him for a bracha. The Orchaim told him, I can't help you, I'm sorry. And he kept on coming back. Lachamol. Eventually, the Orchaim took a piece of paper, wrote something on the piece of paper, and he gave it to the fellow. He said, take this to the kosel and place it inside over there. So he took it, and eventually, the story goes that he got lost, and eventually they opened it up, and they saw the name of the Orchaim HaKadosh. It's Eliezer, there's a tshuva over here, and he ties from here, you see this in the car of feeding the pickle, and putting inside the mokim of the Mikdosh, right? Like the Shlach tells us that the Heiliger Kosel is a Shara Shemayim, all the tfilis go up. The Gei Rebbe also once said, there's a saying, that ears have walls. The Gei Rebbe said it couldn't be more true by the Kosel. In fact, the wall over there has ears, it brings everything up to Shemayim. It's a tefillah person that offers over there, it's a Modik Hashpah. Ramesh Sternberg, in Modim Bazmanim, brings over here the Maldiskin and the Aderes, and the Tanya is like this. Bia b'mitzah shmei bia. What does that mean? Now, en achanam, we know to stand where we stand, that's 100% mutter. The person doesn't need any preparation whatsoever. Oh, but once you take your fingers and you put it inside the stones, then you've got a bigger problem. Because you're over the airspace of the Mokem HaMikdash. And to be over the airspace of the Mokem HaMikdash will be tolly in the Shaila of Bia b'mitzah shmei bia. And since the Maisa da Deres and Maudiskin b'chole paskin, that Bia b'mitzah is instantly the Bia. So maybe when a person goes inside, even a tiny mashu, it's considered he's going in fully. And then if a person is Tommy, like we all are, you've got yourself big problems. So the Avnei Nezer in Yerideya has three tshuvas on this evening. The Avnei Nezer says, first he writes a Modig Adoma, he says, I was never Zoycha to leave Poland and come to Eretz Yisrael and come to the Kaisel. I'm wishing, I'm finding one person. I'm dreaming to find a person who's going to Eretz Yisrael and I'm going to give him some money. And he'll buy some land for me and I'll be Zoycha to have a bit of a chilik in the mitzvah of Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Abazuk Avneza, I want to tie up that Avneza, but as he says, Sophic, or but he has a Gemara to say it's Mutter. His Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that if a person has a wall and he has a room, and the doorway to this room is facing Choy, not facing Kodesh. Zuk the Gemara, then the whole room gets a din of Choy. Because if the entrance to the room is facing Choy, then the whole room gets a din of Choy. Zuk Avneza, Mayunik. The kosel that we have, the cracks that we have inside the kosel, where are they facing? They're facing Chol, facing outwards, facing towards us. The Mela should be Mutter. However, with Shubay Safrank and Mikdash Lovet, he wants to tie in the note. He says, I'm going to get the hair. The Gemara there was talking about a room with a door that was La'olam built that way. The Hainu, the doorway over there that was facing the Chol was always facing Chol. Of the Zubay Safrank, it doesn't make any sense. You think they built the kosel with the cracks in it? Rather not. They built the kosel normally, and over the years came the cracks. The many of the cracks were actually always Kodesh. And we afterwards, they faced the Chol, the many wants the time it's also. The Chazanish, the Stipler, the Moshe Sternberg, for example, all these places came on Machmeh. And they tie now that a bad person should take his pen and you push the pieces inside that way. So also recently, it's a Sefer from the Rav of the Old City, Hashem Rav of Netzel. He tie is also a person should try to be Machmeh for these sheets. Again, it's a very, very serious, it's a shiny bit of Koritz. The person goes into a mockum over there when he's Tommy, it's a shayla of kovitz. And maybe they find out if you read that poiskim, the person should try to be machmeh and place the actual pieces in with a pen or not put his fingers in. That's nafkamina number one. The Yis Machmoshi told us, the Hilvi Yis Machmoshi in Haftarah, in Parashat Pekudah, he says, "La'olam ezoz ha'shchinim ha'kosam ha'rovi." He says, there has to be one mockum in the ganze world where the Shechinah resides. And the Shechinah over here sends waves out to all the whole world. And he says, Yitzchak Moshe, it's not shayach, he says, for a person to be overcome with his Torah and his tithes and whatever it may be without this shechina, without these waves. And the whole waves, the stem, the core of these waves of Yitzchak Moshe comes from the Kleis HaMoravi. But Tzadik HaKoyin also, Sefer David Tzedek, also tells us a similar vote. He says, we know that every year there's a pimply yid. Every year there's a flame, there's a spark burning somewhere over there. And he says, where's the makor of this? The makor of this is the Kleis HaMoravi. That's where the makor comes from. Now there's another halacha, also the other nafkaminas also. For example, like this. Interesting shayla. Is a person allowed to take a piece of the stone from the Kleis HaMoravi? You say, now he's not an again, you're not going to come up there, you won't see any stones. Oh, but it seems to be Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Not only this Moshe is saved as a Kohen. And he writes over there that someone once came to him with a piece of the coastal. And it seems to be Bishas the war over there, that Taka, there were stones all over the place, and people just take it out. No, it's a memory, it's a souvenir. Very bishmat. Actually, wants to daven by the real coastal every single day, not the fake one. And he has a piece of coastal in his house. What's the halacha over there? And Rav Moshe means the Gemara in the Ina Dafid Aleph. And the Gemara says over there, we know it, the Ba'etim and Shlomo HaMelech bought the stones for the Hamikdash, they were not Kodesh. They were Chayot. So the Gemara, what's the pshat? Because they were worried that the workers were going to sit on the wall and make a desecration of the Kedusha. So they decided, no, it's not going to be Kodesh, and eventually we'll make a Kodesh afterwards. So the Moshe, no, so now once it's Kodesh, it's got Kedusha in them, you're over me. And the Moshe tells me, ah, you'll tell me, no, what's the difference? I've got a piece of stone in my drawer. What's the ne'ilah? I'm being moiled by hektish by having a stone in my jewel. Don't mention that. The fact that you're showing off this stone, the fact that you're taking this stone and you're showing, look, I'm going to have a piece of the kosel, that's called a ne'ilah. That's called a hana. That's a benefit. And the thing, if a person has a stone to the Moshe of Vada, it should go into Sheamus. A person, I'm not going to bring it back and stick it back on the wall, but he can put it into Sheamus. Nafkamina number three. Is a person allowed to lean on the kosel? Also, then again, you go to the kosel, it's hot, you want a mamish, you want to go over to the kosel, you want to duff it with a friend, are you allowed to lean on the kosel? So in the theory of Moshe, if the kosel taka has kedusha, the stones have kedusha, so father, it should be also? Should be also to go and lean on the kosel? The Moshe Shtambach also made by Zmani, because the Gemara never deserved. And the Gemara tells us the time the Putin came in, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed the kedusha, and there is no kedusha. However, we know, Moshe tells us, and we have other rayas, that about the Olam is also Shechina, the Kosev of Rav, it's Ashevon Pasuk. That means that the Kosev that we have, the Shechina still is over there. And if the Shechina is over there, it's got a Din Kedusha. And it's got a Din Kedusha, should come out. And it's actually also to lean on the wall. So I once sat with Rav Zul Oba Shlita, the son from Shem Zalman, and the son from Rav Yashu Shlita, and also Rav Zul Oba Chaim Kanievsky, and I sat with him and asked him the Shaila. So he told me he wants a tiny smutter. Why? It was built al dastin. And I think what he's saying is as follows. If a person would go over to the kaisel and he wants to tie his shoelace, so he's going to lean on the kaisel to tie his shoelace. That's taka b'zoyim. That's taka not b'seder. Person wants to do something b'zoyim in front of the kaisel, it's about this also. Oh, but to do something that's not a b'zoyim, what's the halacha? There's a famous maestro, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was once sitting, I think, in the Catskills in America in the summertime, and somebody came over to him with a hat on Shabbos. And he said, Rebbe, the hat's dirty. What am I going to do on Shabbos? So Moshe told him, Tak, it's awesome. About this, awesome. We know there's a halacha mifush rashi in Shabbos and talent. And we know the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person has dust on his garment. A person would rub off the dust on Shabbos. Tak, even it's the race of Malabit. So Moshe told him, that is awesome. So he said to Moshe, Rebbe, it's not covered Shabbos. So who grew up with such a hat? Not covered. So Moshe and I, this is covered. If a person goes along and shows that he doesn't take off the dust, and he's not machal Shabbos, that be'etzim is a covered. So lechoyra, we could tell him the same thing over here. A person does something to the kosel. Why is he leaning on the kosel? He's leaning on the kosel out of davening, out of tears, out of crying. That's like a cover to the kosel. That's not a bizoyim to the kosel. In a chanam, if he does a bishu, that's a bizoyim. But to do something that's a cover to the kosel, that's not going to be a bizoyim. That's what Stomach Mizrael Orbach also meant. But a few other halachas that we find in Simon Topkul Samachalach and Erechayim. The halachas are ripping at the kosel, right? You see, very rarely people are actually going over there. You see people ripping and ripping. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person has to do, and like we said from Shmuel Orbach, these are halachas that are meant to ma'ora within us that which we are missing and to be sad against. And if a person does these halachas properly, so the main be zoichet such a thing like the Gemara tells us in times. A person is zoichet to see the simcha also. So we know there's a halacha when a person goes to the kosel, he's a chiyuv to rip, right? And we know there's a lashon in Shulchan Aruch, a person has to say, and Baruch Hayin Emes, the Mishnah Berurah says, and Al Kedei Kach, the Mishnah Berurah brings, and Sukkot and Dalet over there, that the etzem, a person when he goes to the kosel, he should, doesn't think you have to, should ask on himself, meet him while in the whole day. How can Pazuz go to the Kodesh and ask us go to eat meat and wine? Again, it's not a Chiyah Gomel. The Mishavur says, Yesh Oimim, that a person should try to ask on himself meat and wine, because he goes to the Mokim HaMikdash, go to the Kodesh, Zeich HaLachubim, for at least for the day. That's the Mishavur Shita. Back to we know about this Chiyah applies to men and women. But also, which is in Zach, that a Bochen Yeshiva, Bochen would like to use all these Italian. Bochen Yeshiva, so with Shaimach Shita, as well as Chayim Yeshiva, also pass in this way, is if a person has he has a clothing, it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to his parents. Why? Because his parents pay all his bills, they pay for his clothes, they pay for his food, b'chule, the minute, it doesn't actually belong to him. So it was Sheinberg, this person is potter from tearing, because his clothes don't belong to him. So the minute, he's not a machiv to actually tear. Right, so how about the halachos of Erev Shabbos, and it comes to Motzei Shabbos, right? So there's a shmuah that used to be in Minigur Shalayim, that a person, when he goes on the Erev Shabbos, only goes outside of Motzei Shabbos, he's not machiv to it. He's not mechuyev to it. So most times, what's the pshat why he's not mechuyev to it? Actually, this is again a chum sofer be'erev tisha b'av. He says when a person goes to kriyshol and he rips his clothes, he won't even have a menucha when it comes to Shabbos. His nefesh will be so upset that the whole Shabbos will be nimshach hazoy. Actually, it's chum sofer when it comes to learning an erev tisha b'av after chatzos. Person says, "That's simcha from the kriyshol." Pshat comes to tisha b'av, but there's not simcha. It's not shy. But the ma'isa. And I have a Meister Rabbi was once able to go to a Falkschlitter to the Kosel on the Erev Shabbos after Chatzos and he tackled with Kriya, and that's the Meister Rabbi post can say that Abada, we actually rip Kriya even after Chatzos, even on a Motzei Shabbos, or Shlomo Zalman Tainus, that on a day that there's no Tachnun, the Minig Yerushalayim also is that we actually also don't rip on such a day also. Now there are ways to get out of it. For example, that all the Bacham will fill up. How do I get out of the Shaila? No, I don't want to rip. What do I do? If I tell them, there is as an ezenitzer, if a person was mapping his clothes to somebody else, like we said, it doesn't belong to you, so if clothes don't belong to you, you're not mechuyev to it, right? Like for example, a bocha called me up recently during the 9 days, he says to me, no, Rebbe, what can I do? Am I allowed to wash my clothes? I said, what do you mean? It's the 9 days, it's awesome. Okay, beseder, I'll be mapping all my clothes to a svadi, and let him do it. Not shmur shechal, boy, what's the problem? This is not the right hashkofa. I don't know, I can say it's awesome, I don't know if I can say it's awesome. But like Rishon Mizalman, and Rishon Shlomo tells us that the Heilige Beis HaMikdash, there's a Churban, it feels something, you know, it's a show, there's no such thing anymore. We can have showers, because it's hot. You go to America, you can have milk at Chinese restaurants. You can eat everything, there is no more 9 days anymore. Oh, but there's supposed to be a Hagosha. There's other way to claw. It's supposed to be a tzar. It's not meant to be gishmak. That's the whole point. And here we find the end of the way. We Moshe Tamu also likes this way. A person's makin is closed to get out of ripping on the kosel. Ah, doesn't work. Bechlal, he's not even makin them. He's doing it in the abdaf. He shouldn't rip. Ah, bechlal, it doesn't work. Ah, you can't say that's not much asa. Oh, but the chayra, a person should, I would tell the bochum, you do it. Here's such an old piece of clothing with Haikin Yeski as a chiddush that a person can take one clothing and rip it 54 times. In different places, right? And there's a deep in Mishavu that way, also on top of some Machalot, that the etzem, a person should take with him when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, an old shirt, an old jacket, whatever it may be, he puts it on for a few minutes, he rips it, and then he takes it off after a few minutes, right? So again, these halachas, like we said, there's always ways of getting out of it. But if a person does these halachas properly, the Gemara tells us, tiny stuff, lamed, then a person will be zeicher to see the Simcha Yerushalayim. Also, if a person lives in Yerushalayim, it's negay, also for the Brochim, it's negay, if a person goes on holiday, and he's attacking Yerushalayim for a long time, so he goes a couple of times to the Kaisel. Is there a heter? He doesn't have to rip. Doesn't matter. He's been Yerushalayim the whole time. No, I don't have to rip. So Shlomo Zalman Tainus is the Minig Yerushalayim. So if a person lives in Yerushalayim for 30 days and stays there and he goes to Kosel a couple of times, he's not mechuyev to rip anymore. Why? Now, Moshe Shlomo Tainus, that doesn't work nowadays. A mole, that was the psak. Why? Because in those days, the old city was an old place and people were there and people saw it and people, because you went past the Kosel, you didn't hop. You didn't even have a Russia. The main that's also Shlomo Zalman, that's the stomach, the reason why the Minig came that way. Abba, so another plan of Shlomo Zalman Tainus, I think if you didn't live in Long City, even if you never saw the Kosel, Abba, the fact that a person could go to the Kosel, he could see the Kosel so easily, top from the bottom, off he is, and he doesn't go to Shlomo Zalman, you're missing the Hargosha, you're missing the Tsar al Hamikdash, and the way to Shlomo Zalman, this is the pshat why a person who lives in such a place for such a long time doesn't go to the Kosel, so Mela Vada, he's missing the Hargosha. Now, I have to just one nekuda over here. I heard once from a Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Ruchaim Pecha Scheinberg, and I think also Ruchaim Shlever said in the Meir. You know, we talk about the gadlus of the Kosel and going to the Kosel. You have to remember one nekuda, and that is like this, that a vada of the Kosel is Kodesh. A bazook of Ruchaim Shmelevis, the shtender, is Kodesh HaKadoshim. So I always tell the Bochum, you're not enough an amitz of vada gavalda gazach to go to the Kosel, but you have to know, the shtender is Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's much more important. The Chazanish once went to the Kosel, and Ruchaim Kinevsky said afterwards he couldn't go again. He had a mini heart attack. So Ruchaim Kinevsky, he didn't say, "Hi, Madriga, your man came over to me a week and a half ago. He told me I haven't gone to the Kosel for years. Why not?" I thought, "Well, the Kosel, you haven't gone. I should go and see what's going on." said, no, I can't go. Every time I go, I get so upset about this is all we have, and this is what we could have. He said, I can't do it. It's not a high measure, regular yoga man. Mario Diskin also, lived also rightly by with Mamash over there, and Altidi said the Pasha could never bring himself to go near the Koisel. The Munkachi Rebbe also once said, he said, I can't go to the Koisel, because the Shin is by the Koisel. If I would go to the Koisel, I would never be able to leave the Shin, and Klal Yisrael leave me. As I said, the Munkachi Rebbe. That's it. Eliezer also tells us the story that the Mokim HaMikdash, the Koisel, has a din, has a kedusha of a basic nesses. A din of a shul. That means, I'm not saying all the smoking and all the taking pictures and all sorts of cell phones that are going on over there, but Etzim is a Mokim of basic nesses over there. So a kedusha is a basic nesses over there. Shlach Kodesh tells us it's Shara Shamayim. It's Mamashu Mokim that a person could reach a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tremendous to say when a person goes, he has to realize it's kedusha, to try to feel it. And I'm ending with one thing. The Chofetz Chaim once said, that when the Beis HaLevi was called to be the Rav of Brisk, so he refused. No, I'm not interested. Oh, but they told him there were 30,000 Yidden who were waiting for him to take up the position of being a Rav. He said, I can't refuse. So Chofetz Chaim, if you're doing this Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim said that if we, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when it comes to 9 days, whatever it is, if we would have to cry out to the Rav Yishalayim and we say, enough's enough, like the Yidden said, this could be the reason for the sorrows that we're having. I don't have to tell anybody in this room the sorrows that are going on in Eretz Yisrael and in America and even here, whether it be all sorts of things. Every single person knows different sorrows that we have in Klal Yisrael. And the person of the Chofetz Chaim said, should take these sorrows and should cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, stop these sorrows, we don't need it anymore. We want to mock him a Mikdash. And then Be'ezah Hashem Yisparach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to refuse. We should be Zoyche Be'ezah Hashem that Tisha B'Av should be a Merdeke Yom Tov to see the Binyan by Shlishi B'Heir V'Amenu Amen.